In this bulletin, Australians commemorate Remembrance Day. Victoria records a 12th consecutive day with no new coronavirus cases. And in rugby league, New South Wales desperate for a win in the second State of Origin game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Australians are commemorating a more subdued Remembrance Day because of the pandemic. A minute's silence has been observed to honour those who died in the line of duty. The commemoration marks 102 years since the armistice of World War I, after nearly 62,000 Australians died in the conflict. Most services have been televised or streamed online due to the coronavirus restrictions, including the ceremony at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, has dismissed calls to have the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags flown in the Parliament. Senators have voted down an Indigenous-led motion to have the flags displayed in the Senate chamber beside the Australian flag during NAIDOC week. Mr. Wyatt has told NITV there are more important things Indigenous people should be focusing on.
We should be talking about everyday things we have to improve for our people. And the lefties can have as much to say about my stance on many issues. But get real and look at the quality of life that our people need to live, not the symbolism.
Victoria has gone a dozen days without recording a single new COVID-19 infection or death. There are now just four active cases and one mystery case confirmed in the state. And New South Wales has gone 4 days without any new cases. 14 men have been charged with more than 800 offences after an online child exploitation ring was uncovered by police. The operation spanned New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia and involved 46 Australian children. The group allegedly produced and shared child abuse material online in Australia and overseas and committed bestiality offences relating to four animals. Businesses and consumers are expressing renewed confidence in Australia's economy. A survey by the National Australia Bank has found business confidence is at its highest level since the middle of 2019. Consumer confidence has climbed for 10 weeks in a row thanks to low COVID-19 infections, easing restrictions, income tax cuts, and low interest rates. Retail has also experienced a strong recovery with signs of a busy Christmas shopping period ahead. US President-elect Joe Biden has labelled rival Donald Trump's refusal to concede the election as an embarrassment. Several world leaders have phoned Mr. Biden to congratulate him, including the heads of the UK, Ireland, Germany and France. Mr. Trump has launched multiple legal challenges complaining of electoral fraud with the backing of most Republican senators. Mr. Biden says nothing will stop his administration from moving forward with the transition of power.
I think it will not help the president's legacy. I think that I know from my discussions with foreign leaders thus far that they are hopeful that the United States democratic institutions are viewed once again as being strong and enduring.
A Vatican report into a former US cardinal shows those who were questioned about his character didn't always fully disclose what they knew. Theodore McCarrick was elevated to a bishop in 1977 and he was expelled from the clergy in 2019, 2 years after abuse allegations first emerged. The Vatican Communications Chief, Andrea Tornielli, admits McCarrick rose through the church ranks because of omissions and underestimations. Pope Francis ordered the highly anticipated report, and one of McCarrick's alleged victims has since sued the US church. Lawyer Jeff Anderson, who's involved in several cases against McCarrick, says religious leaders were told to keep quiet for the good of the church.
The very courageous, now adult survivor who came forward to us and shared this sorrow with us, and on whose behalf we have sued Cardinal McCarrick,
In rugby league, the New South Wales Blues are under pressure to clinch a win over the Maroons when the State of Origin resumes tonight. After suffering a defeat in the first game, the Blues are hoping to leverage their home ground advantage at Sydney's ANZ Stadium. Well, now the weather around Australia. Perth, cloudy and 20. Adelaide, sunny, 26. Melbourne, late showers and a possible storm, 28. Hobart, hot and sunny, 31. Canberra, sunny and 27. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, also sunny and 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 28. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.